Hi, my name's Umar Saleem. I'm a specialty doctor from Care of Elderly, and I've been working in orthopedic trauma at the Royal Infirmary for a few years now. My day-to-day work involves looking after elderly people with trauma of various locations and severities, and providing medical care to them. The surgeons do an excellent job of the surgery and the operations, and myself and my team, we look after the medical side of things. So I'm originally from Pakistan, and I came to Scotland about 19 years ago. When I was four, I dressed up as a doctor in some dress-up thing, and I always knew I was going to be a doctor. Being from my background, I had no choice. That was it. Grandparents were old doctors, uncles were old doctors. So it is a demanding job, yeah, absolutely, and which is the main attraction of the job, I suppose, as well. It's not for everyone. You need to be of a certain personality, a certain mindset to just come and do it, and the same bit of it that's rewarding is also the bit of it that's tiring and testing. You have to be able to deal with uncertainty. You have to just accept that not everything you're going to do will work. But I think in my role, in what I do, I think just making that decision and doing something is the reason I'm here. Every day is a frantic day, and every day is a demanding day. You just have to come up with your own systems of managing it. You learn your things. You learn that you divide your day into three portions, maybe. You know, the ones that have to be seen first thing in the morning, and then you put an artificial break in there by saying, I'm going to walk to the coffee shop, grab a coffee and come back. It's not for the coffee. The coffee in the hospital is horrible. But it's to just get away, and you have in your head kind of compartmentalized that the hardest bit of the day is done. And then it's the second bit of the day where you just get through other business. And then it gets to the third bit of the day, which is after lunch. And that's where you do the rest of the stuff. So yeah, it can get testing at times, and you do need a place to hide. At the same time, where do you hide? So you just have little hacks, you know. You just walk to the other end of the hospital and back, and that gives you enough time to just clear your mind. Sometimes you just go into the doctor's room and just find a random person and say something inappropriate and make them laugh and come out hoping that they don't report you. When I say that inappropriate, I mean like a joke, you know, like a funny thing. And that's basically it.